This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin tomorrow. The session will continue till the 21st of August. During the session, a total of 21 sittings of both the houses will take place. Ahead of the monsoon session, the government today held an all-party meeting to seek cooperation from opposition parties for smooth functioning of both the houses of Parliament. Floor leaders of different political parties representing the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha attended the meeting. Union Minister and Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, chaired the meeting in which Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, Ministers of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan were also present. Later, talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said both the ruling side and opposition should work together with good coordination. Mr. Rijiju said the government is open to discussing key issues like Operation Sindhur in Parliament.
We are very open to discussion on important issues like Operation Sindhur related to all the incidents right from the attack in the Pahalgam. These are issues of great national importance. Government is not shying away from discussion. The only thing I'm saying is we will discuss under certain rules, certain procedure with a convention which is there before us.
When asked about the opposition's intent to bring up U.S. President Donald Trump's remarks on mediation between India and Pakistan post-Operation Sindhur, the minister said government will respond appropriately on the matter on the floor of the House. Meanwhile, Congress leader Gaurav Gogoi has demanded Prime Minister Modi's statement on the floor of the House on Pahalgam terror attack, U.S. President Trump's remarks and special intensive revision in Bihar. The News Services Division of Akashwani will bring you special discussions on the eve of the monsoon session of Parliament. The programmes Issues Before Parliament on Akashwani Rainbow and Sansad Ke Samaksh Mudde on Akashwani Gold will be broadcast from 9:30 to 10 p.m. tonight. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-nation visit to the United Kingdom and Maldives from Wednesday. In the first leg, the Prime Minister will travel to UK on the 23rd of this month for a two-day visit. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi will hold wide-ranging discussions with Prime Minister Keir Starmer on the entire gamut of India-UK bilateral relations. On the second leg of this tour, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Maldives for a two-day visit from the 25th of this month. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has directed the formation of a multi-sectoral central team in view of the frequency and intensity of natural disasters in Himachal Pradesh. The central team will consist of experts from National Disaster Management Authority, Central Building Research Institute Roorkee, Indian Institute of Tropical Meteorology Pune, Geologist and Indian Institute of Technology in Indore. Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarepo today said that it will be unwise to jump to any conclusion based on the preliminary report of Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau regarding the Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad. The Union Minister was speaking in Ghaziabad after inaugurating 10 new commercial flights from Hindon Civil Terminal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article that highlights Meghalaya's remarkable transformation driven by tourism, youth empowerment, women-led self-help groups, initiatives like the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana and the Vibrant Village Program. Responding to a post by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on X, Mr. Modi said Meghalaya stands as a blueprint for a resilient and self-reliant India. In Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula, five powerful earthquakes today struck offshore, with the strongest registering a magnitude of 7.4. According to U.S. Geological Survey, the largest quake occurred at a depth of 20 kilometers and was centered 144 kilometers east of Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsk. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center today said there is no longer a threat of tsunami waves. India's strong performance continued at the FIDE Women's Chess World Cup today, with four players fighting in second game of quarterfinals at Batumi in Georgia, as India becomes the first country to have four players, Grandmasters Koneru Hampi, D. Harika and R. Vaishali, and International Master Divya Deshmukh in last eight of the tournament. The players are looking to clinch spots in the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.